Credits, Africanacity. Absa is an authorized FSP and registered credit provider. T's and C's apply.
Let's get back to some investment news and talk about a new investment offering that was presented to the market today, a specialist real estate investment trust that will invest in on-site private electricity generation, essentially for businesses who are wanting to secure their power and also are wanting to secure that power at a lower cost than is currently being supplied and that will be supplied by Eskom, just given the tariff increases that always happen each year. We do have Reina Davit, the Managing Director of Gaia Fund Managers, which presented this investment offering to the market today. Reina, thanks so much for your time. So tell us about this renewables REIT, this renewables real estate investment trust. Exactly how will it work?
Good evening, Cecilia, and thank you very much for having me. Yes, as you mentioned, it will be a listed real estate investment trust, specifically looking at raising capital from specifically institutional investors, as well as long-term investors with a long-term outlook, and then investing those funds in specific projects where there's embedded generation, clean energy, renewable energy, for businesses, industrial players, mines, and the like that need electricity and that are currently being stalled from electricity by unreliable Eskom power.
Mm-hmm. You are choosing to list on the Cape Town Stock Exchange. Why that exchange, not the JSE or even the Altex or even other alternative stock exchanges that are here in the country?
Yeah, 100%. So Gaia has two existing listings on the Cape Town Stock Exchange. We found the Cape Town Stock Exchange to be innovative. They specifically focused on doing a few new things in the market, basically focused on the sort of SME sector and giving access to finance a listed platform for businesses that are not necessarily at the extent of some of the really, really big businesses that are listed, but the sort of medium-sized enterprises like our funds. So there isn't such a high critical level that you need to raise your first fund for. You can start a little bit smaller and then grow it over time.
Mm-hmm.
And they're much more innovative, and it's pretty much a forward-looking business that have taken some of the problems that we've seen in the listed market and turned that on its head.
Mm-hmm. How much are you looking to raise?
We're looking to raise 500 million rands in the first raise, and then we'll follow it up with further rounds as the business grows.
Mm-hmm. And the projects that the fund will be investing in, are they already in the pipeline? Have you seen them? Are there more that you're also eyeing and in discussions with?
Yeah, so you would appreciate, Sifi, that there are many businesses queuing and standing in line to reduce their risk, and specifically the risk to energy, the energy crisis that we have, which is a problem for all of us, but specifically for businesses that are really reliant on energy, and want to do that firstly on a sustainable basis and have it available for them at a reduced price, as you mentioned before. So we've built a pipeline alongside our developer, Blue Energy, in this case, where it's a very healthy pipeline, but we've been able to cherry-pick certain customers that fit our mandate better. It gives us a bit of diversification so that we're not exposed to a single sector or a single off-taker at a specific time. So you're able to build a bit of a basket of a diversified set of off-takers in this case, essentially businesses and industrial operators that want embedded generation, which is essentially solar farm and battery energy storage and other means of generating electricity within their own boundaries. So it's not grid tied.
Okay, and in terms of the public, that are interested in participating. What's in it for them?
Okay, so if we look at the investor market, so, you know, I think it's important to realize that this is an impact fund. And maybe I'll just spend a second on what an impact fund is. Essentially, it's an investment fund that's targeted to generating decent returns, but also make a positive impact on, in this case, South Africa and its people. So it's got a dual purpose. It's obviously ESG heavy. So, you know, our pension funds and our responsible investors would look at a fund like this as saying, you know, it's something for the future. It's something that's going to make the world better. So an ESG positive and impact fund. From a returns perspective, we're targeting stable, predictable returns, you know, semi-annual dividends every 6 months. And our target return on a blended basis is more or less inflation plus 7%.
Okay. Notwithstanding the fact that there is a serious need for what you're offering and the energy crisis is still real right now, why is now the best time to come to market?
Yeah, look, I think we're facing stage six at the moment. Just, you know, a month or so ago, we heard that GDP at the end of last year in South Africa shrank by 1.3%, mainly on account of rolling blackouts. At the same time, you know, it's estimated that South Africa has a 10 gigawatts energy shortage now, and it's 10,000 megawatts. It's a perfect moment for the private sector to, you know, step up and really make a difference. Government has dropped the cap, which has basically allowed the energy generation market to be liberalized. And we don't have a cap which used to be 1 megawatt, and you cannot generate your own private electricity without getting a license. And, you know, Gaia Renewables REIT brings together this private sector and getting private sector funding to the private market by enabling, you know, embedded renewable energy generation. At the same time, it's managed by the Gaia team, which is a seasoned fund manager, in this case, you know, alongside our developer. And it means that investors on the one side have the comfort that their investment is in good hands and being managed by a team that will look after it and generate the returns. But at the same time, the money is going to where it's needed, which is, you know, businesses that are growing this economy and can grow it faster. So let's liberalize that. You know, a business needing, you know, a few megawatts of generation capacity, I mean, that runs into tens of millions of rands of capital requirements that are needed. And, you know, a business is faced with the decision whether it takes out that money, you know, or it enters into an agreement like what we have, which is a funding arrangement, and in such a way they can deploy that capital to generating income and essentially generate procuring power from this fund, which is an alternative to dirty generator power, which is obviously bad for the environment and four times the cost of Eskom power or unreliable Eskom power. Mm-hmm. So it's a good alternative. Mm-hmm.
Do you have a target or even a limit of the amount of energy that the fund in itself will invest in? I mean, you mentioned that you're coming to market and you're looking to raise around 500 million rand to start off with, and then afterwards you'll see how much more you need as the road goes. But in terms of the targets for the amount of energy that the fund is looking to invest in, what do those look like?
Yeah, well, I'd say at this stage the sky's the limit for us, and now the bigger we can grow the fund, the more energy we can generate. But we're typically looking at projects of, you know, in between 1 megawatt to 10 megawatts. That's a sweet spot. So your renewable energy IPPs, the big wind and solar farms, are usually somewhere between 70 megawatts and 120 megawatts, which are obviously much larger. And for that, you need lots of off-takers. Our clients are usually in and around that space of 1 to 10 megawatts, and that's a sweet spot for us.
Okay.
And if we can bundle a few of those together, that will be great.
Okay. So mainly SMEs or a combination of small and medium and some large enterprises?
Yeah, it's industrial businesses. It is, a 10 megawatt. That's a big factory. You get some mines. You get a number of commercial operators that are producing product that is, has an energy intensive input. So those are the ideal clients. And then selected farming groups, fast moving consumer goods. So it cuts across the whole sector.
Mm-hmm.
But we look into the sort of middle-sized business.
Oh, the middle-sized. Why limiting the off-takers to business only, as opposed to households as well?
Yeah, I think the household market is a much different niche. We have to understand that. Part of the role of this fund and also of the developer and the ongoing role is that you're entering into a 10-year plus agreement with your business or your industry that's going to buy power from you. And if that solar system, as an example, or that battery system, goes down, you need to maintain it.
Mm-hmm.
You need to firstly go there and fix it, but then there's ongoing maintenance that needs to happen to make sure that the machines can operate. And if you do that at a household level, it's a totally different servicing model. And we believe that the sort of business space as opposed to the household space is where we can make a bigger difference.
Mm-hmm.
As Gaia,
it's a next
step for us. Yeah.
Okay, got you, Rene. Just a parting shot. What are the biggest risks for your business right now, as you see them?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think we've got a strong deal pipeline. We're capital raising at the moment, so I think we're in discussions with a number of investors, specifically the pension funds. It fits very nicely into Regulation 28, which is specifically as an infrastructure investment, which was announced earlier this year and made effective. So for our business, the biggest risk is country risk. It is South Africa not being able to get out of the bit of a hole that we're in at the moment, and that is largely being driven by energy shortage. So if we can make a difference there, then we're all pulling in the same direction. So turning a risk into a bit of an opportunity, if I can call it that.
I got you. Rene, thanks so much for your time. Keep us posted with the development authorized financial services provider. SAFM.